KX93.5. And we've been discussing it as a committee here. I've got the guys from Valentine Marks, Andy, Travis, and Brian in studio with us today. Could not be happier that you guys are here. And that was a little gimmicky. Does that bother you a little bit?
No, we're good. No, we're good.
We're good with that, man. Yeah, I've been complaining about that. It makes me feel like I'm losing the song somewhere in the signal. So, Valentine Marks, welcome. Did I pronounce it right?
I've been screwing it up all morning, man.
So I've got Andy, Travis, and Brian. They are a Brooklyn power trio. Is how I've been given the description. Is that apt?
Right on.
And are you all from Brooklyn?
That's where we play now and kind of where we cut our teeth and where we record now, but we're actually all in three different cities right now.
Ooh.
So I'm in Kentucky, Travis is in Charlotte, and Brian is in Manhattan. But we get together all the time in New York to kind of do our work and record, and that's where we're based out of. So. Right.
How long have you been in Kentucky?
Let's see, about 4 years now. Right. Did a little time in Nashville, but I get to New York about once a month. Right. So,
what's the culture shock like for you?
It was pretty significant. Yeah, Travis and I have known each other since we were kids down in Alabama where we grew up. So, not quite as deep south as there, but it's very different.
Right. In case you don't know, our listeners, by the way, you've got a new track coming up called Last Time. You got a show tonight at Los Angeles's Hotel Cafe along with Dream Season.
Uh-huh.
That show's at 8 o'clock. We've been giving away tickets for that. We've got some Facebook online tickets we gave away. So our listeners are excited to see you guys tonight, man.
Awesome. Yeah, we can't wait.
All right. Now, Brian, drummer,
yes,
obviously.
Correct.
You have the look of a drummer.
Don't we all?
So tell me about the band. How does the band get together? How do you rehearse if you're so far apart all the time?
Brian and I knew each other. We had a rehearsal space.
Right.
So we've all kind of been in each, and he's in a band called Jillian also that we're all friends and connected.
Right.
And so we've all stayed in touch over the years. So Brian started playing with us right around the time that when we were last active back in like 2014, and everybody kind of went their own separate ways. And so he has a space now with that group in Gowanus.
Okay.
And so we started putting some shows together back last year on February. And, you know, the magic was still there. I can talk about more with the song, but, you know, I kind of had some drug stuff come up and had to clean myself up a little bit.
Right.
So the music now is a lot more clear-headed, a lot more streamlined. We get together, we work. Like, we're actually going to rehearse after this for, like, you know, 5 or 6 hours, get ready for the show.
Okay.
But everybody's, you know, no nonsense, no BS. We just get to it.
Right.
And
you're
so
all professionals.
We usually plan something wherever we're going. Right. So, like here in L.A., we're playing a show, and so we're here to work, and we get it done, and that's kind of how we keep things moving with recording and shows and all of it. So.
Right. I don't know, but how long have you been clean?
I'll be 3 years in June.
Congratulations.
Thanks, man.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
All right, tell me about the song. Now, Andy, you do the songwriting.
Yeah.
Tell me about Last Time.
Last Time was a song that we actually played together, all three of us, and it kind of wrote it then, but I wrote it when I was still out in the madness, basically, and losing a lot of friends, losing a lot of relationships, kind of going down the rabbit hole of, like, narcissism sort of a deal. And so this song is kind of like... you know, that I'll do better next time sort of mentality. You can kind of hear it in the chorus. You know, I'm the same dude. I'm just trying to pass one off one more time, you know, put on a clean shirt, clean pair of shoes. And so we played it then, and it was kind of a, you know, a dark song, kind of just living out in the open, you know, as life is happening. And when we got together and started playing, you know, now that there's a different chapter, the song almost has more of a upbeat sort of a vibe to it. So... you know, it's just kind of come full circle. You know, it's kind of, I always like to tell people, it kind of reminds me of the Smashing Pumpkins song Today. I don't know if you know, where he's basically saying, like, my life is going down the gutter, but the song is really bright and uplifting. And now it kind of has that vibe for all of us. And Brian and Travis added a lot of really good stuff in the studio this time when we did it. And we were just really happy with how it turned out.
All right. Well, let's take a listen to it.
Great.
All right. For our listeners, Valentine Marks, this is their latest single. This release, is it already out or is it, we're expecting a release?
Yes, it is out and it will be available next week on all your major
players. So Spotify, Amazon, Apple.
Fantastic.
All the good stuff.
KX93.5, you're hearing it here first. Last time. Vibe that song has. I know it's dark, but I love the vibe behind that song, man. Beautiful songwriting. Beautiful songwriting, Andy. All right, so tell me how tough it is to start fresh. So you guys, you weren't together for a while. You spent a couple of years straightening up, as you said, getting your head together. How tough is it to get back in and start fresh?
It's not. Not at all. That the beautiful thing about it is just how naturally the flow is. You know, right. You'd think like, we haven't played together for, what was it, like
two, three years.
Right. And like, we came back, we said, you know what, why not? Let's just do it. You only live once. We go up to Brooklyn, we get a show together.
Right.
We meet up to practice again. The first time in 3 years, took us maybe an hour, ready to go.
I already like Travis more than I like everybody else.
That's why I told him, I said, take the next question, man. We need you in here. We need you. We need him.
Yeah, right on, man.
one of the cool things, too, that we played, our first show was at a club called Berlin in Manhattan, and we needed new songs for the show. Well, actually, we played the night before at Pianos. That was a whole thing, but we weren't supposed to book
we
two
were
shows.
You know,
what happened? You know,
well, the story that I was getting at was that I had a song that was... I've been working on for months on my own, and I had, it was kind of this slow, kind of like Tom Petty vibe. Right. And Travis and I had met up the day before and kind of worked out the song. And then we got together with Brian, and I'm pretty sure that was the first rehearsal that we'd done since 2014. So this would have been 2018. Yep. So it was 4 years,
right,
since we'd all three of us played together. And he was like, I like it, but we should play it like way, 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 way faster than this. It's really slow and boring. And so we kept speeding up, and he's like, no, faster, faster, faster. And so we finished it, and then we had the show that night, and that song is the other single made up. So
okay.
It was actually recorded more times than we had rehearsed it. Like, in the studio, it was actually the most we'd ever played. We played it at three shows, and it just, that kind of illustrates Travis's point that, you know, it came together really quick. I think everybody was just really on the same page. You know, a lot of bands nowadays are in, you know, tons of different groups, or nobody's all matching the intensity that people have. And right. We just were all like, let's do this. Let's make it work. We'll have the show ready by Friday night. It's Friday morning. And we had a new song, and everybody liked that song the best because it was fresh. And that's kind of been the vibe of this group for the last year, is just like new. Yeah.
I love the way that you put that, because when we came out of the song and I thought, wow, what a great vibe it is. It sounds like it was made by adults, people that have their stuff together now in life.
We try to be those.
It really does, man. So yeah, very congratulations there.
Thank you.
And do you still find yourselves getting in trouble with double bookings?
Not so much. We've learned our lesson. Yeah.
You know, it's a real thing though. Booking shows, you know, there's an art to it, and they don't want you oversaturating, especially in New York.
Right.
There's, you know, they have their own unique ways of doing things.
Right. It's called My Way.
Yeah. You
know it. So if you want to catch them tonight, they're at LA's Hotel Cafe along with Dream Season. Show starts at 8:00. Now, you're rockers, man. You guys are rock and rollers. 8:00 means 9, doesn't it?
We'll see with this place. They have a decibel cap.
Yeah.
So like, it's a very regimented place. You know, but yeah, I mean, Rock O'Clock is usually about an hour behind, but
yep.
I really, Dream Season is my buddy, Robert Granada,
okay.
And Dia Luna and Tyler Anderson from a band called Earthy Babes. They're all musicians that I've played with in the past. They're awesome. He's out here in LA for the winter. I guess he's running away from the snow in New York, but
smart.
Tyler's based out of here, and Dia is out of New York as well. So I'm really excited to hear their set, so I would definitely get there on time. They're yep. great. It's like Robert's one of those guys who always has brand new music. It's right. like every time you see him, it's a brand new set, so it's a can't miss sort of deal. So it's going to be a great night.
Right.
It should be a lot of fun.
I don't want to beat this to death or anything, but you're writing now. As opposed to when you were all jacked up, right?
Yeah. That's a good way to put it.
Thank
yeah.
you. Do you find your writing is somehow less dark overall? Are your thoughts less dark?
I think it goes both ways. Like right. We've been using a lot of the songs that were written already because like some of them are good and I don't want to waste them. You know, I feel that like when I was out working before, that there was a lot of wasted space, you know, like half baked ideas
right.
that I recorded and passed off as full ideas. So there's a lot of that, but, it's much easier. I find performing much easier sober. I know that there's an element where you get loose and like there's that whole cliche of like how much, you know, you find that sweet spot. People say that a lot in like right. recovery circles, you know, like, and you never find the sweet spot. You're always either like way below it and mad or gone
right.
and you forget whatever happened. So it's been really nice to like be on top of it and know exactly how a show's going to go before it starts. So I know the band appreciates that, you know, like, right. I mean, I used to kind of be unreliable. You know, you might have a great set. It's kind of like you hear that with bands all the time now, you know, right. that you caught this guy on a good night and, you know, the show was great or
right.
and you're like, I saw him in Milwaukee and he fell over, you know, that, I mean, that's right. where I was at. But writing, it's easier and harder. I would say, you know, like kind of what I was getting at. I used to pass off a lot of half-baked ideas as finished.
Right.
And feel really good about it for about a week. And then you'd be like, I wish I hadn't done that, you know. Or so there's a lot more, you know, we finished these songs in May and they're just now coming out because, you know, you tweak this, you know, like Brian was talking about, you know, you get down the road and you're like, I can't live with that cymbal hit. Like, it's got to go back. But, you know, but
it's the little things, right?
Yeah. But we're really happy with the way this turned out. We've got a recording block in May and, you know, and we're going to really hunker down.
Right.
But, you know, I think it's the same, you know, to roundabout answer your question, you end up a lot happier with what you get.
Right.
But the process is still tough. I mean, it's still tough to make good music. It's just a lot more reliable, the results.
Right. Tell me about Made Up.
Made Up the lyrics of that came from kind of this social media thing. I'm 30, I'll be 34. All of us are around the same age. And, right. you know, we're coming, I've been in bands for years and music is the same way, but with social media, texting, Snapchat, all that. I was in a relationship with a girl and it was kind of on the ground level and starting to pick up. And then I got what the kids call ghosted, I guess you would say, you know, and it's, there's a paranoia there where you can like see that somebody's online
right.
on their Instagram, but God forbid they text you back, you know, and all this it's very like ego based, you know, like
you don't have to tell anybody you can buy, you can just vanish.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and I was just, right. I was just kind of thinking about that and I liked this song lyrically. Cause a lot of times like with, I would change, and I did that with this song too, where like I changed scenarios so that if that person heard the song, they wouldn't know that it was about them. I've right. always kind of liked to do that. Last time's different because it was very personal. I just kind of laid it out there, but right. I did that with this song, and it's not a super emo. It's more of a fun song. We kind of envisioned it, all of us writing it together, as kind of a top down, but the song's just kind of like, hey, you know, like this sucks, this vibe, this situation pissed me off, but. That's kind of the genesis of the song, is, you know, when somebody decides they're going to do something, now there's a lot more time-stamped internet evidence that you're being ignored. instead of just wondering, you know, like, she didn't like my last 10 posts. She's posting dog face Snapchat filtered photos. Like, it's definitely over. Yep. We're finished. So that was kind of the vibe to it. But the song itself... It was a song that was way more about the actual music, the orchestration of the parts. So,
all right. Let's hear it. Let's let our listeners hear it. This is Made Up. If you're just now joining us, we are with Valentin Marks in our Pearl Street studios. They have a show tonight at LA's Hotel Cafe along with Dream Season, and we're going to listen to Made Up. can I like it any more than I did, man? I had a great song, and I opened it with the first note. I said, great drums. I looked over at Brian. I said, great drums. And by the time we were done, man, those vocals were just kicking butt, dude.
Thank you.
Great, great song. Great song. So let's talk to Travis for a second here. Travis, that's your guitar. Yes? No?
Bass.
Bass? Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm a comedian. I'm not a musician.
Wait, you have my guitar?
It is.
How'd you get my guitar?
Laying down the beat for something like this, man. What happens first? When you write a song, you're thinking, all right, well, here's what we need. Is it the bass beat? Is it the drums? How do we integrate everything?
Well, okay, so Andy makes, you know, the framework of it, brings the idea in. And the way that it's always been with me, like, I add a feel.
Okay.
Like, I've never been as much like a straight-up songwriter. I've written a couple songs in the past. But, like, for me, I'm more like, I worked as a chef for 10 years. I can take the ingredients, whip them up, kind of make them look a lot sexier.
There you go.
That's what I do. I take he gives me the ingredients and, whip it up, put it on a plate, make it look good.
And for our listeners, his fingernails are absolutely clean. So you know that your food was in good hands when he was doing it. So Brian, are drums, was that your first instrument?
You know, I actually started with the saxophone. I was terrible. I didn't practice. I didn't practice at all. I wasn't interested in it. So by default, I didn't really practice much. But then I started playing the drums. I had a teacher who just told me to stop playing the saxophone. And my grandfather actually bought me my first Noble and Cooley drum set when I was about 7 years old. So I started playing back then. And, you know, it's a lot of, it's practice, you know?
Yeah. So. Just now, all the drum nerds in the world just slapped a high five. Noble and Cooley, yeah!
Old company.
Unanimous cymbal crash.
And now... Now that you're a successful drummer, do you see yourself ever wanting to pick up the sax?
No, not at all. I know my place. I've dabbled in guitar recently, but most people tell me to just stick with the drums.
Andy, what was your first instrument ever?
Drums.
Drums?
Yeah, I was band president and marching drum set and stuff, and snare drum and stuff like that. And I started playing guitar. My brother taught me. Right. My brother was really big into music, still is. So I picked up guitar kind of at the same, shortly after, and then learned piano in college. And, you know, just kind of, I never met an instrument I didn't like.
Right.
I mean, you know, I'm not really proficient at any of them, but, you know, good enough for rock and roll, I guess.
Well put. Now, I made a statement about how great the vocals sounded toward the end of that song. And then Travis chimed in and goes, you wouldn't recognize him from before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Share that story with me, Brian, that you did about not knowing that he was.
What story?
The story right from less than 30 seconds ago.
Oh, right.
He's got that drummer short-term memory thing.
Yeah,
reach back in the vault.
So basically, I went out to grab a cup of coffee when we were at the studio, and so I came back in. And I couldn't really see Andy. He was like back in the control room, and he was actually laying down the vocals for that track. And I honestly thought it was something that we were working on in the studio as far as just off the board. I didn't think he was actually doing it live. And then I kind of peered in. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, and I actually think that last take was where you basically blew your voice out on the last take. And that was it. I think we got it at that point.
So what's up next for the band? After tonight's show, where do we go? What are we doing?
We have a show in, I think, right? It's confirmed at Berlin in 2 weeks in Manhattan.
Okay.
And then we have another show in New York in April, and then the studio comes in May. So we're really just working on getting a lot more content. We want songs. We've got the songs.
Right.
That is one challenge to all of us being in different places, and you know, we all have careers and lives, and but we've been picking up the pace, you know, just, you know, promoting this music that we have. We're going to get some videos out, you know, and just we're trying to get everything done so we can hit the road this summer, come back here. Right. And it's been beautiful out here. Love it.
And the first video you're going to shoot, is that going to be for Last Time?
I would
love to see that video. Actually, I can't imagine the visuals that you would put to that song.
You know, it's that's another, you know, videos now are so different. Like, to me, I always think of like 90s videos, you know, like super narrative, like I want to do that. And I feel like now that would almost be like cool again, maybe, right, you know. Right. Now they have lyric videos and, you know, just to get it up on YouTube. So, but we really want to, you know, get something that we can stand behind. And, I stick with the music, so I'll leave that to somebody else. But, yeah, there's just a lot of exciting stuff.
Right, that brings up an interesting question. Now, how much, when you do start the videos, how much input do you want to have?
I like to have very little. I think that kind of goes back to what Travis was talking about. One of the reasons that I think all of us work really well together, just the three of us, and then, you know, as it proliferates, is like, I know what I do and I'm confident in what I do. And then when I'm done with it, I'm confident in Travis and Brian that I just let them do what they do. Like, there's very little micromanagement from any of us on each other, which is, I think, comes from age. You know, all of us have been, this isn't our first rodeo. Right. I mean, even in the same band together, we've already broken up twice, I guess, me and Travis, you know, and not from like disliking one, you know, just right, from life coming up and things happening. So all of us know why we do it. You know, a lot of people do music for different reasons. I've done music for ulterior motives or for, you know, for whatever.
Right.
So now we're doing it just because we like it and we have things that we want to say or do. So,
it's a big relief too. I mean, just kind of, I don't ever have to worry about these guys.
Right.
You know, we're all at different places, but you know, the ship stays on.
Right.
And you know, like we each have our own lane. We kind of found our lane naturally and just, right, we have what we can apply to the,
it seems to work. It certainly works, man. I'm telling you right now, I'm a fan. I'm a fan, man. So it's working here. It's working here, and I'm sure our listeners are loving it. Valentin Marks in the studio. This is a Brooklyn Power Trio. We haven't talked really a lot about Brooklyn and Bronx and New York and stuff, but what's your favorite spot in New York?
I would have to go back to Arthur Avenue.
Okay.
I love the food up there. So yeah, we were just chatting about that. And I love it. It's just so interesting. So many different worlds in such a kind of small place. That's so big. You know.
Now, should we put Kentucky in parentheses?
No, it's the vibe of this. I mean, I love Kentucky. Don't get me wrong. Right. Everybody's listening. But
all right, no,
the vibe of this band is Brooklyn. It's where we come from. And, you know, again, with the songwriting process, it's like I'll have a vibe, and the minute we get to the studio, it kind of morphs into, you know, what's going on around us and right, the vibe of the city.
Right. So we're talking to Andy, Travis, and Brian, Valentin Marks tonight at LA's Hotel Cafe, along with Dream Season. The show starts at 8:00. Where can our listeners find you on social media?
Facebook. You can find us on Instagram. We are on Twitter. And we, you know, you can find our music on Bandcamp, Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, all of those good ones.
All under Valentin Marks?
Correct. Yep.
All right.
Yep.
So if you missed any of those addresses, we've got a podcast going up on our website this morning. Guys, I could not be more thankful to have you in the studio today. Thanks very much. Thank you so much for having us.
Appreciate it.
We'll look forward. Good luck in tonight's show, man.
Thank you.
Break a leg. Did that work?
That's great.
All right. No ankles.